chance until now. We have 24 nuns. From the viewpoint at Yellow House to the other side, there live the nuns. We are going to see a film how they live. And it's very normal that now they don't pay. They have only to complete the novitiate, the time of preparation. We have four novices between the age of 18 and 25. The oldest nuns that we have are 89, 90, and 100 years old. We know from the Mother Superior, that is 44 years old, that they are already blind, can't walk. The youngest have to take care of them. And as they lived all their lives here and came before the age of 20, as it happened all the time with nuns here, they will die also in this convent. We're going to see also how was the cemetery. But in the colony, for example, the nuns never went out because we have to start that the women were more protected. And if you are going to hear in some comments that they had the contemplative life all the time, was the life in cloister that the nuns until now have. But they can go maybe now to the doctor, to the dentist. They have to go to vote for an election because that's an obligation in Peru and go always by two. Before 1900, they couldn't vote. The women were considered also not intelligent in that time, were only raised to be married. And it happened that nuns started to do just embroiders for the priest, and they used to send also the clothes for priests with the maids to the male convents, but they had only to stay here. Because of that, the paintings had a very important function to teach to the nuns the story of some things. They had only to walk in many convents around these cloisters and repeat from the paintings. These are paintings of 1850. With Mary in everyone, with numbers, and are called for the Catholic Church. The 55 litanies of Mary, advocations to Mary, and how they pray at the end of the rosary. The most important pray to Mary, and the symbol of the Dominicans of this convent. And you can see, for example, the 36 in the Spanish here. Rosa Mystica or Mystic Rose, and after that, the nuns used to say, pray for us. Tower of David, pray for us. Tower of Marble, pray for us. And so it continues. So this period that the girls live here and used to be just 8 or 9 or more was a time of preparation for the novices. That in that time was for girls between the age of 12 and 16. And with 16 they had to profess and became nuns. That is like now, also like a new wife for the church, for all the convent, for all the Vatican, that doesn't accept a divorce. So they stay here and receive like a house. We are going to see.
Follow me, please. There are rooms all the way around. That was
the sure, room. For 7 or 8, it could be more. But just less, were pure of blood. Or had money to pay. From here lived only nuns, or all the women that stay in the convents all their lives. So the convents in that time were not only to educate women that had to be nuns, were also places to protect women, a refuge for women and children, because in that time it was very normal that the men used to die before their wives, and also many men that fought for the Spanish people as soldiers in many wars against the Incas. So many Incas die also, a lot of blacks. And that happened, that widows, for example, very quickly became nuns, gave their fortunes to live in a convent and die also in the convent. And while their children were raised inside, and we're going to see also furnitures for children. In the biggest convents of Latin America that belong to the Carmelites and to other groups, live more than 2,000 people. In Lima, in Argentina, and in Mexico, more than 3,000. In this comment, they wrote that they had between 600 and 800 people, and just 174 were the nuns. So the others had to be maids, had to be slaves, and there had to be also a group of very important women that were wealthy and came just to spend their last years in convents and could also acquire a house or a room. So we can see here how was the mortuary room. When the people died, they were mourning here for one day, a catafalque, and this had happened before, they were carried, maybe by their parents also, by people of the city, until the cemetery, that in that time used to be the crypt of a church, and the most important people were always buried in the crypt of the cathedral. And now just in Lima, in a Franciscan church, you can see the crypt with the bones as a museum. But everyone had to have one. Another tradition in the colony was portrait a nun, because maybe they wanted to leave the paint also for their families, not only for the convent. In some convents they were painted alive. In other convents they were portrayed just after they die, to avoid the vanity, to not see men again. And the painters used to be only men. And you can see that here. This is the theme for the story of Latin America that was called the Crown Nuns of Latin America. Very quickly, the decorations of nuns in Latin America started to be of Incas and Aztecas princesses. As you can come closer and see the nun to the right side, the first one and the fourth one. Because the people started to be a mix. Almost all the men that came from Spain very quickly were pirates, were without education, because the propaganda in Europe for many countries was go to the New World, where a man Cortes found already the Aztecas in Mexico. And his cousin, because it was his cousin Pizarro, 12 years later, found the Incas in Peru. And they wanted to find another, maybe, empire. So all the first century that existed already this convent, Spain, for example, sent many expeditions with a lot of men to Chile, to Bolivia, to Argentina, where the way they dream maybe find another empire. When they realized that that part still belonged to the Incas and that finished the continent, they stopped the expeditions. So in all the first century, many women came already inside these convents to be protected because of many wars, and also because their families couldn't find men. And they couldn't be married with anyone. So we start to visit here like a small city. If this one became very important to visit in the touristic tour of Peru, it's because it's the only one in Latin America of these old convents that existed before, that were 62. And this one is still with the city, and not too big as it was before. There are like 35 houses, 19 are open, and we're going to visit the most important of them. Before we start with the house, you can see how live the nuns. Today, after 5 or 6, you can come back and go into the church, because they will have today a beautiful festivity inside the church. We receive here the relics of Saint Martin of Porres, the black saint of Peru, that is Dominican too. And he, for example, lived in the first century. He born in Peru, his mother was from Panama, a free slave, and his father was one of the most important Spanish men in that time in Lima. So he was accepted, because of her father, in the Dominican convent of Lima as adonado, so that was like a servant of a better ranch. He could have the habit, but clean the convent. I met a lot of miracles, healing people, and became very famous. But was named already saint in the last century. And it's very normal that the relics of the saints are still important for the nuns, for all many convents. So we are going to receive during these days a lot of people of the city that would like to receive a bless of Saint Martin of Porres. So they have still many activities. They give still importance to the music, because they sing for the mass. And they are still between a grill with the public. But before, there was a curtain. And they received the host with their hands, now already direct from the priest. So there are maybe less women in convents like this, but you are going to find Peru still very Catholic. Many young people, for example, prefer belong to the modern groups of the church that travel, work with children, go to small towns, for example. And maybe are less women like this that stay in this convent, took the contemplative life. Because of that, we have only 20. Every big church that you saw in Lima, or you are going to see in the center of Cusco or in Arequipa, had once maybe a convent like this. The most expensive convents in the colony were close to the main plaza. So these nuns felt very protected, because the neighbors used to be their relatives. And the nuns still prepare these products. This is a soap of parsley, you can smell that. And these were products that the people found only in female convents. Not all the nuns could buy a house, maybe some of them could only rent one house before, or came with the help of the benefactors. So to help also the community and feed a lot of people that they had inside, the maids went into the city to sell that for the nuns before.
Mm. What's this for?
Cream of roses, of the petals, the roses. Take photos also from here to all this street that we live now. The oldest of the convent with houses built in the 1st century. The first already proof with sillar.
Yeah.
The sillar is this volcanic stone.
Real
name is Ignimbrit, it's the scientist's name, that the people never use a lot here, so it's not known. And sillar is just the name for the cubic shape. But as the people of Arequipa never knew the real name Ignimbrit. That could be maybe more difficult to say. They called that only sillar. You can see later on how some houses had a second floor. But this is a convent that was still full until 1869. And after that, as many convents was closed and the nuns started to be together, cook together, we're going to see the big kitchen that they had since then. And these houses were empty, as the nuns remember how they found the convent. Less rooms were open just to pray or meditate. Mm. But they found the community life already. And this is the laundry, built close to 1700. In big pots of clay, the people prepare the wine for convents. And after that, were split to wash. And as the Incas knew very well how to bring water off the mountains in old cultures as the Aztecas, and you need towns with the canals. So many canals from the Inca time were also used in the colony, but only with new names. The canals as the streets received the names of saints or cities from Spain to remember them. Mm-hmm. And you saw the streets that had names from Spain and from the south. Málaga, Córdoba, Toledo. Now we're going to visit Burgos, Granada, and Sevilla. When there were places not clean for the convents and with a lot of people inside, every convent had the same city in the same order. Blocks, the main plaza in the middle with a fountain from the Arabians too. And the laundry, the cemetery that you can see there, the garden and the stable with the animals that had to be here were together and were apart to avoid a plague. Because of that, in convents like this, the people used to live more than 70 or 80 years sometimes, while the people in the city die always before the age of 50 or 60. And so we're very normal in that time. Houses in convents are also in the mines more. The communal baths for the slaves. The slavery was very strong in these countries where you can see more black population as Colombia, Venezuela, Brazil, a part of Peru and in the United States, where when they found a lot of mines that had to explode very quickly, and as many men already from Latin America natives died working in the mines, they started to export a lot already blacks. And the conditions of these ships to stay were transport, so were not clean at all. And at the end they brought also many plagues as it happened. So they took a bath together, and if they were women, always in dress with a white tunic. If the nuns would like to take a bath in their own houses, the maids brought inside the room the bathtub that used to be of wood covered with iron. And they had to carry water from the fountains. It was very difficult to find water. Because of that, the people used to take a bath in that time once in a week, two times every month. We found information about mines of Venezuela where the slaves could take a bath just two or three times every year, where the men used to die more. You can visit this house just for one. When these houses started to be so big, so were maids already in the next centuries restored after many earthquakes, when the maids or many women that they protect their own cousins maybe, lived in the second floor and the first floor for the man. She was once the mother superior.